You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to Top 5, a show where we count things down from number 5 all the way to number 1.
No, that's,
Top 5. Yeah, that's exactly simple. What the show is. Welcome, everyone. We start with 5 and we work to 1. Now, some shows will start at 1 and go to 5, and some people just don't even rank things. They're just like, here are our favorite things.
Right.
But this is the Top 5. The Top 5 whatever they are. And this week, the whatever they are were sent in to us from a listener who says, I need to find some other forms of other entertainment. I'm all caught up on what Major Spoilers does. What are your top 5 YouTube channels that you guys follow so that I may also be entertained? So you heard Matthew, you heard Rodrigo. Rob is here this week.
Hello.
And Zach is out. Now, I'm just going to say this because we got to get it out of the way right away. They're the only number one that anyone should have on any of their lists anywhere is Major Spoilers Video, the YouTube channel that we put together.
Right.
That's like the alpha.
Right. I figured that one was just going to be off the list because it should be assumed that everybody should know about it.
Well, but you know, not a lot of people do. So what people could do and what they could do to help us is go over to YouTube and subscribe to Major Spoilers Video. You're going to find all sorts of things there. You're going to find the want list there. You're going to find Zach Plays there. You're going to find our Lego builds there and any other video stuff that we put on there. There's a Munchkin Land that we recently put up there on the Major Spoilers Video feed. So go and check that out. Major Spoilers Video, that's the YouTube channel. So just get that out of the way. Everybody should subscribe. We appreciate everyone who takes the time and does subscribe. So YouTube channels. Now, I follow a lot. Now, you guys don't follow a lot of channels.
Right.
I subscribe to over 100 channels because basically YouTube and Vimeo have overtaken all forms of entertainment that we do in the house besides Hulu and Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come home at night, it's sit down, watch an hour's worth of whatever's on YouTube. And sometimes there could be really great stuff that's really long. There's some content that I watch that's, you know, 20, 30 minutes or longer.
Like feature-length
Length stuff. And some of it may be 3 minutes or less. So it just varies. But the one that's kind of variable is my number 5. And that's Rocket Jump, which was formerly Freddie W's channel that those two guys did. It's rather game-related, but these guys graduated from film school, I want to say like 7 years ago or 8 years ago, and they immediately, instead of going into the business, decided to start creating their own online videos. So they were one of the first people in 2006 to jump on board. They've got over 1 million subscribers. And the channel, which is Freddie W and his partner, and I forget what his partner's name was at the moment, Brandon, they were together for a long time. They've recently split in the last year, and so they've got their own 2 separate channels now. But Rocket Jump basically takes gaming and creates short, special effects-laden videos out of them. So if you haven't seen the Freddie W or the Rocket Jump channel, I suggest go checking it out. They work a lot with the Corridor Digital guys, which I like a whole lot, but they're not on my top 5. Rocket Jump, that is what I have at my number 5. If you've seen VHS High School, or not VHS, VGS High School, that's Video Game High School, then you know that channel that that I'm talking about.
I've seen VHS High School.
Yes. Yeah. Rob, what do you have?
My number 5 is one of the more popular ones on YouTube. It's ERB, the Epic Rap Battles
channel
for the Epic Rap Battles of History.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's one of those ones where we will, as a large enough group, we'll start watching random stuff on YouTube and we'll get stuck on Epic Rap Battles for
all of
2 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like, we'll watch a few other videos and then we're like, oh, is there a new Epic Rap Battles out yet? Okay, let's watch the newest one. And then we're like, oh, I haven't seen this one. And down the rabbit hole we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And 99% of the time, it's super entertaining.
Very cool. I'm familiar with it. Good
frequent
times.
Frequent guest stars, too. Key and Peele have appeared multiple times on it, for example.
Yep. Yep, yep. I like, what was it, Stephen Hawking versus...
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
That one's a great
that,
one.
That, is a
that
really
has
one.
The that, single best insult ever.
Yeah, some sick burns in that one.
All right, Rodrigo, what do you have in your number five category?
My number five is SourceFed, which is a channel that I think Philip DeFranco, who's also a super popular YouTube guy, kind of put together, and it's a news channel.
Right.
But it's mostly kind of like high visibility, usually non-political news that kind of make it to SourceFed, told to you mostly by attractive young people.
Right.
Who kind of joke around and make jokes about the news or just kind of try to spark conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time, those guys are pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But there's something about like the very clean format of it, the fact that they're so short too, like you can watch two or three videos in just very quickly, because the videos tend to not be very long. And it seems like recently, with the exit of a couple of people who were there before and the entrance of some new blood, a lot of the goofiness has at least changed. It was getting to the point for me where like a lot of it was like really reliant on like making weird faces and noises like to punctuate a joke. And I'm not necessarily saying that the people who left were doing it, but since it's not that, like, since the dynamic of the group has changed, it seems that in general the channel is now focusing their humor a little bit differently. So I had kind of stopped watching them, but now with the new kids in, I'm a little bit more interesting. So a SourceFed.
Do you have any others from that channel on your list?
From Philly?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So some other channels that spun out of that, there's the Philip DeFranco show,
right,
which is a daily show of just Philip DeFranco. And then they've got SourceFed Nerd, which is a different channel, which is a lot more nerdy type oriented stuff, more pop culture-y type stuff.
Right.
It's all good, but like you said, it's high produced. I don't know. We'll find out when we go... or come back from Nerdtacular, what some other people say. I was talking with one of our friends who has a major YouTube channel, and he's just like, "Oh, they're overproduced for what they do. They need to dumb it down."
No, that's I can see that, but if they've got the dough to throw at it, I don't see
why not.
And
they do, and they've got a lot of money, YouTube subscribers and merchandise. That's it. Yep. So there you go, Matthew. What do you have in your number five?
Well, I got to admit, guys, until we started, putting this list together, I didn't really think about the existence of YouTube channels as a thing. I mean,
really?
When I go to YouTube, it's like somebody's like, "Hey, look at this goofy cat video," or "Here's He-Man singing that song from 1994 dubbed over." Hmm. I don't necessarily subscribe to channels, but then again, with the exception of comic books, I don't necessarily subscribe to much of nothing. But the thing that actually introduced me to the concept of a YouTube channel was several years ago. There was this video going around of, "Hey, look at this cool band." And I'm like, "What do you mean, look at this cool band?" So I click on it, and it's this immense video that's like a Rube Goldberg device.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As the song is playing, and that introduced me to the work of OK Go. And I love that video. Then there's the one where they're on the treadmills, and they're jumping back and forth on the treadmills. And It essentially, they have made their identity the cool band who does the catchy music and also these weird things that we want to go viral.
Yeah.
Well, so you get every one of them seems to have some gimmick in it. And I'll actually check in every once in a while and see what their stuff is.
Yeah. And if you follow Major Spoilers, every Friday we do a Friday sing-along, which is just some kind of cool music, geeky video that appears. A couple of weeks ago, we actually had their brand new video called Writings on the Wall, which is, again, another single take kind of bit, but it deals with really cool fake perspective and everything. It's worth checking out.
That's the one that starts with that cool, weird thing that is okay from one angle and go from the other.
Yep, exactly.
And it doesn't look like it should be possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the shape actually exists in three dimensions, which I think is
cool. Yeah, it's really cool. All right, cool, Matthew. You're number five, OK Go's channel. My number four is Dave Dugdale's Learning Digital SLR video. Now, I don't really need to watch a lot of I like to see what other people are doing, what other things people are learning and can share. What I like about Dave Dugdale's channel is he goes in and, you know, talks about digital SLR cameras, how to go out and shoot video, post-processing. A lot of the times he's showing little tips that he's learned. But the other thing that's real interesting is when he comes up to a problem, he tries to, on camera, work through the problem, say, hey, these are all the things that I've tried to do to it, and I can't figure it out. Can you guys help me out? He's a guy that's out of Colorado. He's got a really cool channel. He's very knowledgeable. And if you're trying to learn how to shoot high-end video, most of his stuff is corporate gigs and real estate type videos is what he mostly produces. So if you're looking for some tips in that area, that's where to go. But if he does a lot of just camera gear review and process stuff. So if you already know everything you need to know about digital SLR video, then you don't need to check his channel out. But I do like Dave Dugdale because he does have an occasional, he's very friendly, very conversational, and he does have an occasional bit of video that I like to watch. He just did a recent, like 35-minute review of the GH4 camera. I think that's Panasonic's GH4, which shoots in 4K. And it was thorough and in-depth. And if you don't want to read something, that's the video to watch. So I like Dave Dugdale's channel, Learning Digital SLR Video. So, Rob, what do you have for you, number four?
My number four is Did You Know Gaming?
Hmm.
I like video games.
Yes.
I like random trivia.
Yes.
Random trivia about video games seems kind of right up my alley, right?
Yeah.
Did You Know Gaming is, like, each of their videos is they pick a game and they do a bunch of random tidbits about it, like, you know, stuff that happened in development, weird things that you can find in the game, like, sometimes it's Easter eggs, stuff that's development, stuff that, about the game, stuff that the game caused, just all sorts of random interesting facts about different franchises, and they're usually pretty entertaining. Just all sorts of interesting.
Excellent. Cool. What's your favorite? What's favorite one recent?
That is a terrible question to ask me because I very rarely keep up on my YouTube channels.
Okay. All right. We'll just dink over to Rodrigo with his number four.
All right. My number four is Shmoyoho.
What?
Shmoyoho. What'd you call me? Because I'm pretty sure that's an insult in four different languages.
Yes. Accent on the yo. Shmoyoho is better known as Autotune the News.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Or alternately, the Gregory Brothers, although they also have another channel called the Gregory Brothers, which is also fun. But Shmoyoho is where they still put the majority of their high-profile videos. And although they've toned down some of the auto-tuning stuff, they still put out a lot of kind of comedy videos.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one was called, I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it was like the entire plot of Game of Thrones. And it's just them kind of playing the theme song with like very simple instruments.
Yeah.
And, it's not actually the entire plot of Game of Thrones. So you can watch it and not
be spoiled.
And not be spoiled, but it's basically a joke. Like it's an observation about the Game of Thrones TV show.
Yeah.
And as you're watching it, you're like, no, wait, that's wrong. And then they like flip it on you, like, oh no, wait, that's actually right. So, you know, they've got lots of cute little things. If you had asked me 5 years ago, this would have been at the top of my list.
Right.
But again, it seems that like A, they're doing a lot of projects, like a lot of just straight up recording music. Like for listening projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have really scaled down how frequent and how produced their auto-tuning the new stuff is. So they're not doing it as much, and that's kind of what I came for. But still worth being on the list. And if you remember as far back as like 2008,
yeah,
you will find lots of political gems still floating around their channel.
Yes. Very good. I don't get to watch a lot of their stuff, but every time Rodrigo says, hey, Steven, you got to watch this, mm-hmm. I make a point of sitting down and watching that particular episode or video.
And we laugh and laugh.
And then I go, we should do that. But then I look into auto-tuning software, and it's still quite expensive.
You can buy one at the Toys R Us. You can get one of those master...
Mr. Microphones?
No, it's a T-Pain microphone.
Yeah.
I was thinking
Oh, really? Is that what it's called?
He's not the same guy.
Well, actually, they've done stuff with T-Pain. They have an app where you can auto-tune yourself on your, like, right on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. They've got some plugins for a lot of the software that we use to edit our shows that are auto-tuned for like $600 to $1,000 a piece, and it's like, no, thanks.
I can get a T-Pain mic for $12.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just put that up to your actual microphone, and I'm sure that will sound great.
It'll be perfect. Are you implying something
to my
Matthew, what do you have for your number four?
I'm not speaking to you two. You guys are mean.
Ah, oh, that wasn't.
What do you have for your number, Matthew, four?
It's Rob trying to be the interloper. No, wait. Anyway, hi, my name's Matthew. Once again, there are things that I do because they're fresh and new and different. And there are about six of them. And then there are things that I do because I'm an old guy and I find things that I like and I just sort of beat those things into the ground. So my number four channel hasn't been updated probably in the better part of a year. But when it is updated, it's awesome. And, you know, even when it's not, you can go back and you can listen to the old stuff. In fact, this last week, one of the minds behind this channel, Jack Black, linked to possibly the greatest moment in entertainment history, Tenacious D's song Tribute, the full lyric video, actually, the full video. And that was on Tenacious D's YouTube channel. I love the D. I have loved the D since Otter Disaster said, hey, you have to listen to this. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it is really good.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, even if you go and there's nothing new, you can go back through the old stuff and go, holy crap, I do not remember this at all. I don't remember this story. I don't remember this song. And of course, since they did, you know, their movie.
Yes.
And in the movie, they had new versions or kind of reworked versions of existing songs. You can go and you can listen and go, look, it's Beelzebub. That's never going to be quite as good as Tribute, but it's still fun. You know, you can hang out there for a minute or two, which is about as long as I'm on the computer most of the time. You know, never more than 16 hours at a time. So my number four, Tenacious D's channel, Tenacious capital D on that there YouTube.
Very cool. So my number three, my number four was all about kind of learning your digital SLR equipment. If you want to see a guy who just embraces life and creates these fun, creative videos that oftentimes include some kind of an extreme sport aspect of it, but it's wonderfully shot. It is fantastic stuff. I mean, it is an inspiration. If you want to shoot really great video, you need to watch Devin Graham's channels. He's got two channels. One of them is Devin Graham, and then I forget what his other one is called, his main one. But if just look up Devin Graham, he's got two channels. Both of them you should subscribe to. One is more of a behind-the-scenes look at how they do their videos. The other one is the extreme sport videos. So if you're seeing the people that are doing, like, the extreme water surfing, he's doing that stuff. Or the people that are jumping off Monument Arch on a bungee cord and going down and screaming, or a lot of the Mountain Dew skateboarding type videos that came out last fall. Devin Graham is the one that you want to watch. He comes out with a video. It depends on how busy he is. He comes out with a video probably at least once a month, but sometimes he's got videos every 2 weeks. But his channel is really fantastic. Awesome looking stuff. And it's just mostly him. He's over the last couple of years, he's gathered more people helping him, and he's actually getting people to help pay for his extravagant trips to Hawaii or, you know, anywhere around the world. Who's the violin girl? I forget what her name is. She does a lot of electric violin stuff based on video game music, Zelda stuff. And he shot all of her videos. So if you've seen her videos, you've seen Devin Graham's work. Fantastic. He deserves a spot on my number four of the subscribe channels that I have. Rob, what do you have?
Are we on number three?
I'm sorry, number three. Okay. I've got my numbering wrong here, but
he numbered funny.
I've got two threes on my list. So.
We start with number five. We end with number one.
Yep.
God knows we're going to end.
You know, there's a 2.55555547 to infinity.
All right. My number three.
Number
is
three.
Another video game channel.
Okay.
This one more on the technical side. It's Extra Credits, which is on the Penny Arcade stuff. They do a lot of game design theory and tips and whatnot. You get a lot of interesting information on how video games impact us, how the consumer impacts video game industry.
Yeah.
And just lots of high-end topics about the video game industry and designing video games.
Very cool. And what's the channel called again?
Extra Credits.
Extra Credits. All right, cool. That's Rob's number three. Rodrigo?
My number three is a channel that recently has been focusing on video games pretty strongly, Feminist Frequency.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about somebody fighting the good fight. Anita Sarkeesian has kind of taken it upon herself to really codify and present a lot of the issues where feminism is concerned that are really plaguing the video game industry, and her life has kind of become a living hell because of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, she gets a lot of recognition and a lot of praise, but it's hard to balance that with like the threats on her life and personal security that she receives because of it. But it goes to show that this is important. People are so upset about it because this is stuff that's worth saying, and people get so angry about it because we are kind of entrenched in this like patriarchal system, and video games as an art form, as a very popular art form with the majority of the American populace, really brings those issues to the fore. Also, all of her videos are really well produced.
Mm-hmm.
Love the color scheme. Love kind of the pacing and all the ideas that are presented. Doesn't update as frequently as I'd like, but we've been promised a full series for this Tropes Against Women in Video Games. So a new one came out, I think, a couple weeks ago, and I still haven't gotten around to sit down and watch it because it's like, I think it's like a half hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, because these are like fully fleshed out, basically TV length episodes that deal with these particular issues. So if you've been playing video games and think to yourself, boy, there sure are a lot of stubbly dudes in all these video games, you are not alone, and you should check out Feminist Frequency just to see exactly why it is that you feel queasy when you're playing.
Yeah.
Cool. Matthew, what do you have on your number three?
My number three actually is one that I only know through a member of the panel here, which I think is pretty fascinating, which I may have said about number five. But honestly, I don't necessarily know what I've said. You'd have to read it back to me for sure. But my number three is really hilarious and absurd and some of the funniest stuff ever if you just like wordplay and bizarre stupidity, and that's Bad Lip Reading.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that'd be Rodrigo that introduced you to that.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said Rodrigo, didn't I?
Well, you said someone on the panel.
Someone on the panel.
Yeah, with someone on the panel. Well, you know, you and I never talk. And
no, never.
Rob and I are feuding according to the internet, so. My number three is really, really funny. And they take different, you know, sort of things. I think the last thing that I really looked at and laughed my butt off was a chunk of Amazing Spider-Man 2,
mm-hmm.
or maybe Amazing Spider-Man. But they do song stuff. They did a Game of Thrones one that was really particularly funny. And basically, mm-hmm. it's just existing snippets of video with new voiceover that fits the actual stuff that you're seeing on the screen, which I think is hysterical. My favorite stuff is the music, because they write music that sounds great.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the movie stuff is funny.
Yeah.
But the real sublime thing about the music is that it's funny, and yeah. I would argue in actually most cases it's superior to the pieces that it's mocking.
Yeah.
The Widget walks around the house and she will occasionally break out singing their parody of a Black Eyed Peas song called Everybody Poops.
Yep. That's,
and if they don't, they're an android and should be destroyed.
Right.
And hearing my 10-year-old sing that, first of all, gets me in terrible trouble with her mother. But second of all, entertains the crap out of me. And just, you know, that long-term entertainment and that ability to pop back in and go, oh, I don't remember this one. Yeah. That's funny, too.
They
dubbed zombies from The Walking Dead on one I liked.
Yeah, they get taken down all the time by the studios. Mm-hmm. And then they tend to get put back up after, yeah, you know, the whole like, well, it's parody, blah, 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 boop, they come back up.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's been at least two, I think, that have not come back up. So you actually have to like scour the underbelly of YouTube to find them. Because obviously
people
somebody have unofficially posted them.
Yep. Yep.
Secret guys who are secret, but we do not know those guys because we only spend time on the forefront, the shiny parts of the entire
world. Oh, no, the underbelly of the internet is a great place to visit.
We never delve into the dark underbelly because, well, we're old.
And I hate to say this, but like, remind me after the show to tell you guys something about that I found on the underbelly of the internet.
Oh, okay.
sorry, listeners, but I don't want us to forget to talk about
this. My number two is Felicia Day's Geek and Sundry channel. Now, she's spun that off, and it's actually gone through, all these channels have gone through some change over the last couple of years. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, YouTube gave like millions and millions of dollars on people that they believe could start up channels, and one of them was Felicia Day with Geek and Sundry. And she has a number of shows on that channel, which I really, truly love. One of them is Will Wheaton's tabletop show. I think that got me more into tabletop gaming than anything. They have Felicia Day's vlog. She spun that off to a whole vlog channel, Geek and Sundry Vlogs. At one point, they also had... she and her brother play video games, which is always kind of fun to watch because when she was little, younger, when Matthew and I were young, she was not allowed to play video games in her house. So she and her brother are catching up on all these video games that they've never gotten to play before, which is really kind of fun. And
yeah, also they're hilarious.
They've got Space Janitors, which was kind of a Star Wars parody kind of show. And they've got another one called Ghost Hunters, something like that. I haven't watched that channel. I haven't watched those particular shows in the last...
Do they do Arcade Arms? Are they the ones that do Arcade Arms?
I don't think so.
Let me look it up.
I don't think so. But Geek and Sundry is a great channel to support and watch and see everything that Felicia Day does. She's a great talent. Rob, what do you have at your number two?
My number two is Cartoon Hangover.
Yeah.
Specifically for Bravest Warriors, which is...
Yeah.
It's a Pendleton Ward cartoon, so it's got this ridiculous amount of world building already put into the series that you have to dig through the entire series to see the surface of, which I absolutely love. It's the whole reason I like Adventure Time too.
Mm-hmm.
But
is Bravest, that only on? Is that only a YouTube
Bravest
show?
Warriors is only a YouTube show.
Oh, okay.
I think because it's got slightly more adult themes,
yeah.
So none of the cartoon stations would pick it up.
Okay,
but it wasn't quite adult enough for Adult Swim.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
they've got a comic book series too out from Boom Studios.
Yeah, my roommates picked that up. I need to actually read it.
And Bee and Puppy Cat is also on that channel.
Bee and Puppy Cat is on that channel, which the Bee and Puppy Cat comic is
really good too. Yeah, cool. Anything else you want to say about that channel?
Look it up.
All right.
Cat Bug is the cutest thing ever.
All right. Did you find anything on what you were looking up, Rodrigo?
Yeah. Arcade Arms is on Geek and Sundry.
Okay. And what's that one about?
They look at weapons from video games and they make them.
Is it Arcade Arms? It's not Man at Arms. It's not that show, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's called Arcade Arms.
Okay.
And this lady basically goes around, talks to different blacksmiths and weapon makers and things like that to make these weapons from the video games. Some of them are like super ridiculous. Some of them are like, well, you know, it's like, this is just like, in the end, this is just like a super ornate club or something like that. So it's like, yeah, you know, you can make this and right, clobber people over the head with it.
And that's what I think is really cool about a lot of the ones that, you know, like, a lot of these channels have multiple shows on their channel. They're not just one thing. So, for example, the Major Spoilers video channel, we have multiple shows. We have The Want List, which is a show that talks about cool bits of merchandise that are out there that you may want to buy, expensive statues, ice cube trays from pop culture, collecting, that kind of stuff. Then we have shows like Zach Plays, where Zach plays video games. We've got these Lego builds, where we do time-lapse builds of Lego sets. And then we've got our Finally Friday show, which also runs on the Major Spoilers video channel. So a lot of these channels could have multiple shows running on them. And that's how, especially with what I liked about Geek and Sundry, is when they first launched, it was like, okay, every week on Wednesday, you can watch, you know, Tabletop or whatever it was. And then on Thursday, there was a show. On Friday, there was a show. On Monday, Tuesday, there was shows every day of the week, but they rotated through. So it was just kind of like a regular channel. You want to watch a certain show, it comes out on this day on this channel. So I kind of like that. So I haven't seen everything that Geek and Sundry puts out, but it's a channel worth checking out. Rodrigo, what do you have on your number two?
My number two is called PBS Game Show, and it's game/show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a channel where they put up episodes where they're basically analyzing issues in video games, right? Mm-hmm. Things like we talked about, like sexism in video games, but also, you know, it's like, does Nintendo exploit nostalgia?
Mm.
Yes, the answer is yes, by the way. Not spoiler alert, yeah, the really? Answer to that video is yes.
They've already had how many Mario Kart games for the last 50 years?
This show does a really great analysis of it, of like, well, it's like,
games.
Basically... Nintendo, like it's like the Xbox and the PS and the PlayStation kind of follow these very direct trends to improving. It's like better graphics, better play,
right?
Like,
right.
You know, like better graphics, faster processor, better graphics, faster processor. Whereas Nintendo is like all over the place, and anytime like Nintendo like fails at something, like they're still kind of kept afloat by that nostalgia, by the fact that you can just like it's like. Oh, it's a Mario game for the Virtual Boy. And it's like, people are like, well, all right, it's Mario. I can play a Mario game, right? Yeah, yeah. So it's something that Nintendo has that like no one else has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even something like is like, well, the Xbox has like Master Chief.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's really not
the
same.
Yeah, they don't have a...
Right.
They don't have anything.
And it's not a stable like with Nintendo where you have like the Zelda guys and Kirby and all the basically everybody who beats each other up. And Smash Brothers. But so Game Show is a great channel. I don't know that the guy who does it would Jamin, I think is his name, whatever is necessarily going to listen to this episode, but if he is, Jamin, you don't have to keep telling us about your glasses. We're not gonna make fun of you, dude. You're cool. You're cool. You're doing great.
So you got some funky glasses?
No, he has prescription glasses.
Oh.
But they reflect stuff, so he wears glasses without lenses. On the show, and like after like the last like six or seven episodes, he like has this clip where he's like, hey guys, I got these glasses and like, but they don't have lenses because they're the exact same glasses I wear for the glare, so I'm not gonna wear like, it's not that I wear false glasses. That would be dumb. And I was like, well, first off...
No, I think what he's... Yeah, I can see where he's coming from, because there's a whole group of... And again, this goes back to the sexism and feminism issues, is some girls like to wear, quote-unquote, nerdy glasses.
Right, right.
Because they just like it for whatever it is, the style. And a lot of those either don't have the glass or they're just, you know, just glass in
and
there.
And
they get a lot of flack for that. Right, so I think that's what he's trying to
overlook. And it's like a hipster thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't have prescription glasses, but you want that Buddy Holly look. So
yeah,
wear
yeah.
that. But that's the thing, is like that should be okay,
right?
I think
I
don't have an issue with it, but it just keeps coming up in his shows, and I think it's because people in the comments keep giving him flack for it.
Yeah,
so I that's like, if I could tell somebody one thing, it's like I have to like put it down like all the way, is like, oh, by the way, like Pearl Harbor is gonna get hit. No, before that, I just want to tell him, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. I've got a friend on Instagram. She posts a lot of pictures of herself with these glasses, and they're total fake glasses, and she gets a lot of flack for that, but she just wears them because she likes them. So yeah, right on, dude. What is it? PBS game show. Okay, all right. Matthew, what do you have as your number two? I wanted to say GameStop, but they're not a sponsor.
A sponsor of this episode.
Different thing. My number two is probably one of the greatest things that I ever encountered, and I encountered it years and years and years ago on somewhere on the interwebs, and it has migrated to YouTube. And when I say it's a channel, it's not technically a channel, because the man who posted is on his 10th YouTube account, because they keep getting suspended or banned or shut down for various and sundry reasons. And the reason for that is because I think he's using but it's really funny. And while they're there, if they do exist, you know, you might check them out, because you're not actually costing any money. My number two, Botchamania, which is a wrestling show, kind of. Essentially, it's, and they vary wildly in length. Some are like 10 minutes, some are 40. But it's a series of what the fans refer to as botches in wrestling matches. Bad moments, bad wrestling. They have a recurring spot. There's one called Everybody Talks Too Much. And the whole thing that you'll see, it'll be like a 2-minute clip. You'll see John Cena say to Randy Orton, power slam. You'll hear it clearly, and then Orton will do the power slam. It's dedicated entirely to audible calls.
Oh,
geez. Oh, I see.
Yeah, so they this have one that's like, dedicated to bad commentary by Taz, where they do Taz's intro with an Oompa Loompa because Taz is short.
What's that show that was on like on TBS or TNT, the something something's castle? And it was the Japanese game show, and all they did was make fun of these people trying to go across the...
MXG.
Yeah, MXG.
The Most Extreme Challenge.
Yeah.
It's or the something... It's in that same sort of vein, and yet it's not. They use, first of all, they use video from all over the world. So in some ways, it's the only chance I get to see, to regular see Mexican wrestling. Japanese puro resu, which is wonderful. And there's one episode that I remember very well that it says, why... Botchamania sucks, and it's a whole thing called "It makes good wrestlers look like bad wrestlers," and they have a whole segment of great wrestlers who f up a move. But if you watch it, you will always see guys flying through the air and crashing into the wrong thing, or missing a move, or going for a top rope move and falling. And there's a returning gag about a table that will not break.
How often does that update? Every week, like every Saturday morning after WWF,
sort of. It updates. I don't know if it even has a thing, because really, for the longest time, I was seeing it every week or week or two.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I looked, they were in the 220s. The latest one I'm finding is 249.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it's weekly or what, but it's not just WWE. It's not just WWE and TNA. They have indie shows. They have guys you've never heard of. And what's really wonderful is they'll go back and occasionally dig out really old matches and make fun of those, too, which is always nice.
Cool.
Botchamania, right now, I'm trying to see if his current channel actually has a name that you can call it, because for a while there were F-bombs. Botch at the Beach is the latest one, but again, by
does
the time
have
you
how many
hear this
weeks ago it was, does it say how many weeks ago it was released?
Let's see. This latest one, 249. Hang on, I got to push a button. I'm on the internet. 249 was released on April 20th.
Oh, so it's been a couple months, yeah.
I don't know if that's the latest one, though.
Okay. All right, cool. People can go check it out. Look for it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are up to our number ones, up to our ears in number ones, up to our eyes in YouTube videos. My number one YouTube channel that I watch, and again, this is another one that's kind of like a training kind of thing. But it's what I also love about it is these guys are super, super creative. It's Film Riot. And if you haven't seen these guys, it's this kid graduated from Full Sail out down in Florida. And then instead of I guess he worked around just a little bit, but decided, hey, I'm going to just start making videos online and then start showing people how I make these videos online. And he enlisted his brother and a bunch of family and friends. And eventually he's now living in Austin with his brother and wife and family. And he just keeps incorporating them into their videos. He's grown his business. He's now doing independent movies. But Film Riot is a place where he tells you low budget techniques and tips on how to shoot stuff. And again, over the years, as he's grown in popularity and has access to greater equipment, so has his tips and techniques. But his skits that he puts on in every production episode are fantastic and really worth checking out. It's Film Riot. I recommend it. It's my number one. I look forward to it. They update every Monday and Thursday on Film Riot, and go check it out. So Rob, what do you got for your number one?
My number one's another PBS channel.
Yeah?
It's the PBS Idea channel.
Mm.
Guy talks about odd philosophical topics. Like one of my favorite ones is, is Minecraft a good educational tool?
Yeah.
Or is Doctor Who a religion? And he presents arguments as to why those would be, you know, a good educational tool, or why Doctor Who could be considered a religion.
Yeah.
And it's high-level thinking with really well-thought-out ideas. And then at the end of each episode, he has comments, like some of the best comments from the previous week's episodes, where listeners are coming in, you know, either arguing against him or making additional points for him. And it's just got a lot of really good thought-provoking ideas with a little bit of a bent towards pop culture.
Excellent. Rodrigo, what do you have for your number one?
PBS Idea Channel.
Is it the same, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy, Mike Rugnetta, he goes through kind of these pop culture oriented ways of kind of exploring philosophical issues, and to a certain degree, political and social issues. Like, he had one that is like, is going to watch Ender's Game a political action?
Right.
Like, even if you don't want it to, is it still a political action?
Right.
Right. That's one. It, you know, questions about art, like, is Mario Brothers the, like, the best, like, surreal art piece that exists,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is math real?
Yeah, is math real?
That was a, really
that was a good one. Is Jurassic Park a metaphor for capitalism? Or, like, are the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park a metaphor for capitalism? That was a good one.
The week after that one, our friend Coulter, and former writer on the show, his was the first comment read, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, and that's the other, that's actually a very important thing. Idea Channel has probably the most civil YouTube comment section that I have ever seen.
Good.
Because it's like, kind of like the high browiness of it.
Yeah.
Kind of repels,
your average internet troll.
Yeah, your average internet troll. So you have to be like, at least, like, a really smart troll to get in there, and everybody else is just kind of wise to it, so it's very difficult for people to just pick stupid fights about things. And the other thing is that, because of the people that come see it, the things that kind of get upvoted, right, because that helps, that moves the comments up and down, right? I don't know how the new YouTube comments work, but, like, the things that get, like, thumbs up the... on YouTube are usually the things that are relevant to the topic. So
yeah,
if you, when they say, like, don't read YouTube comments, you can read the YouTube comments on Idea Channel, except maybe the Ender's Game one, because, you know, again, that's like a real hot button issue right now, and trolls spawn magically out of issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Troll.
Actually, there was a show on trolling, and it's worth watching to see, if nothing else, a, like, young white man going, hey, wait a minute, I'm actually arguing for the wrong side, and then just kind of, like, veer his argument in the opposite direction. Yeah, I actually highly recommend that one.
Now, on Bind, we can get into this when we do some also-rans, but since you guys are talking about things that make you think, and there is a channel that I just love, that's all about math and high math concepts, and it's Vihart, V-I-H-A-R-T. Mm-hmm. And what she does is she basically presents a treatise or an idea on some kind of a math concept. Like, her most recent one is, how many kinds of infinity are there?
Mm-hmm.
And so she just basically is telling you all the different kinds of infinity. And while she's doing that, she is time-lapse drawing out all the concepts on notebook paper. And it is a wonderful, wonderful channel that I just love. And it's really cool. But it's Vihart, V-I-H-A-R-T. Matthew, what is your number one?
My number one.
I hope it's not Vihart.
No, it's not. I don't know what that is.
It's a math channel.
Bear in mind, this, you're like, oh, this is the internet on the YouTubes. And I'm like, hi, I'm Matthew. My favorite forms of media come on old newspaper. And they rot, and they're really filthy, and they make you want to wash your hands. But that's not important right now. Dating back to before the internet, there have always been people who make fun of other people. And I think that it's kind of an ancient concept, older than television, older than feudalism. You go back, there's always the village idiot poking fun at people. But if you go back to the earliest days of the internet, the things that always got my attention were the guys who were making fun of other people's stuff. Because when I was a kid in 1979, I was introduced to one of the really, and I say this without a trace of irony, one of the greatest entertainment minds of our generation. And by our generation, I'm Steven and I, who has his own YouTube channel. And as of right now, we are just a few days away from the release of his newest album. So it's full of stuff. Al Yankovic's channel.
Yep.
His latest album, Mandatory Fun, is out July 15th. That is not a plug. That's me telling you, you really want to probably check this out. But Al, Weird Al, to his friends, so I have to call him Al, looks at pop culture and says, okay, how can I make fun of this? And what's really great is I don't know if you guys remember a thing called Napster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back in the days of Napster, you would see things that were mislabeled because people either didn't care or were trying to cheat you. into downloading their thing. And so many terrible, vulgar, stupid parodies were listed as Weird Al. But if you actually listen to his music, his stuff is all perfectly acceptable. It's family friendly.
It's clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's I mean, there are some that have, you know, things to it. And if you look at especially his rap parodies, all about the Pentiums, it's really good. And if you listen all the way through White and Nerdy,
yeah,
that man can rap and rap fast. He is able to adapt other people's talents and skills and put them out there and say, this is me making fun, and, you know, hand in hand with the original people, because they have to give permission for him to use the stuff, which I really appreciate. But if you just go, you could be there for days and days. The man's got like 7 or 8 or 9 or hell, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of songs out there over 10 albums for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant stuff. And it's, you know, pretty much the original band. You go back to his very first album, same guys playing with him now.
Yeah.
Then nobody died. Nobody's hooked on drugs.
Yep.
You know, he's apparently vegan now, and he says that he's just a boring old, you know, dad who happens to make these awesome videos and these awesome songs. Mm-hmm. You have to appreciate that.
So Weird Al actually was doing a show on one of my also ran show channels, the Nerdist channel, which nobody mentioned, which is another great channel. Right, I've got a whole list of also rans. But he did a show, this is maybe like 2 years ago, where it's like Weird Al interviews, and it's like all the outtakes from, you know, these real quick junket interviews. And so it's like Weird Al interviews Morgan Freeman. And Weird Al will just ask this really weird question, and they'll cut to this footage of Morgan Freeman just kind of, you know, listening as the question, and they cut it back and forth. And it was really well done. It was a one-trick pony, unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. But I think they got like 14 episodes out of it or something like that.
Sure.
But
I mean, there used to be Space Ghost, right?
Exactly. Well and Nerdist Channel used
that on MTV years and years ago with Al TV.
Yeah. And Nerdist used to do a lot of other good things. They used to have Harry Knowles used to have a show, which was really good, where he kind of looked at the history of a film and different kind of props and kinds of things. That wasn't renewed. There's another channel that I'm probably the outlier here in that I subscribe to over 120 channels,
right?
And not all of them update every day, but I'm watching all of these, at least making it through all of them at least monthly, if not more.
And I think that's part of what my issue is that I don't have a critical mass of YouTube channels to check. So there are times when I get on YouTube and I actually don't have any new videos to watch. But I think once you get past a certain point, then there's always going to be videos to watch. The problem then becomes there's going to be so many videos to
watch.
And
that's my problem now, and I'm trying to cull that back. But there's another one that hasn't updated in a couple of months. The guy was usually updating it monthly, and that's Filmmaker IQ, which is another great channel. The guy goes through the history of genres. If you listen to Zach on Film, this is a channel you really should subscribe to. I've got Brian Brushwood's Scam School, and his Night Attack channels are good ones to subscribe to. Tom Merritt's Daily Tech Show, Sword and Laser that Tom does with Veronica Belmont, Mental Floss. If you like list shows, Mental Floss is a great little countdown show where he'll be like, the 27 things you didn't know about U.S. presidents. And then he just starts rattling off all these things that you didn't know about this stuff.
It's not by Brental Floss, is it?
Maybe.
The guy who does the video game music parodies?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
But no, it's Mental
Floss.
How did
I think about it? He probably could have been on my
list. They have a bunch of spin-off stuff beyond just Mental Floss, but I enjoy Mental Floss a lot. And then if my son was here doing the show, he would have at least 3 of his top 5 would be Minecraft channels.
Yeah,
He's learned that the only channels he can regularly watch are the Minecraft videos that don't have cursing. And so if I come in and say, what are you watching? He goes, it's a Minecraft video, but it's the one that doesn't use bad language. That's the first thing out of his mouth. So he likes Yogscast a lot, their channel. And dang it, the kid has started to watch Smosh, which I'm not a big fan of Smosh, but it's his demographic.
Smosh.
It's his demographic. It's actually Zach's demographic too, but it's his demographic of humor, and I will allow it, providing that it doesn't get too much in the inappropriate area.
Right.
And then my youngest son, any YouTube video that is Itsy Bitsy Spider right now. He's been hooked on that for like a month. So all he will watch is Itsy Bitsy Spider videos again and again and again and again.
There used to be an Itsy Bitsy Spider cartoon on like USA.
I hope he never discovers it, but it's driving me insane to the point where I just want to uninstall the YouTube app or uninstall Safari off of his iPad.
Uninstall the child.
And he's just like, oh, I want to watch Itsy Bitsy Spider. And it's like, don't you want to watch like, heaven forbid, Naughty? Don't you want to watch... some terrible show? No, I want to watch Itsy Bitsy Spider. So I think in the last couple of days we may have weaned him off of it, though.
Back to Nugget and a Biscuit.
We have not introduced him to that.
That's Tobuscus. That
yes, but we have his new song is Raining and Pouring, the Old Man is Snoring. Mm-hmm. Bumped his head, didn't wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I think he's hoping that I'm the old man that bumps his head and doesn't wake up in the morning. Do you have some also rants, Rob?
Yeah, I've got Brental Floss that I mentioned. He does the video game. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Mental Floss, music? I think, is John Green.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah.
You know, current best-selling author of The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes. Okay, then Brental Floss has nothing to do with that.
Let me see here. Let me look it up.
But Brental Floss, he does the... It's What If Classic Video Games Had Lyrics? So, and he does mostly 8-bit video games and puts lyrics to them. The only other channel that I have that's not like just a corporate channel that for the most part I followed because they gave me free stuff is that, what is it called?
Oh, that one.
I forgot what is it. It's Game Theorists, where they do... They'll pick a video game and they'll do like the conspiracy theory type stuff with it. Like one of the better ones is Majora's Mask is actually Link dealing with the 5 stages of grief.
Yeah.
Oh. There's 4 or 5 Pokemon ones. My favorite Pokemon conspiracy theory is that the original Red, Blue, Yellow is set post-war, which is why, you know, you've got Lieutenant Surge and you've got most of the adult males are either gym leaders or super friggin' old.
Yeah.
Or Giovanni.
Right. Who is a criminal.
Who is a criminal.
And would have probably skipped out on the draft. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, so I mean, that one's got a bunch of interest. It's also got some really, really out there conspiracy theories because they're conspiracy theories.
Sure. That's cool.
Rodrigo, what do you have in your also rans?
Let's see. The Lonely Island.
Mm-hmm.
Pomplamoose, which is a... There's just like a whole category of like musicians, right? So it's like I'm subscribed to like the Noisettes and like Metric and stuff like that. So just, you know, just bands where I want to watch their new videos. Let's see what else. Syriac, which is like super weird videos. Yes. It's Okay to Be Smart, which is also a YouTube or a PBS channel. Blank on Blank, which is old interviews old audio interviews that have been animated.
Oh, yeah.
Weeble, which is like, this guy basically predates the internet as we know it. He's the guy who did, Weevil and Bob. He's the guy who does also like Badger. A lot of those earworm things. Like this is the guy, and he's still making stuff. let's see, what else? The Onion.
Yeah. What about your singing duet that you used to have all the time that you talk about? Oates, Garfunkel and Oates.
Garfunkel and Oates.
Updated in a long time.
Yeah. Another good musical one is Red and Link. They do a lot of music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Partridge, another animated guy. David Mitchell's Soapbox has not updated in a long time, but if you've never gone and seen it, I strongly recommend that you do, just because like I really deeply identify with him because he's like an old cranky guy.
Yeah.
But he's British, so I was like, what are old cranky British guys cranky about? And some of them are the exact same as me. Some of them are just make no sense to me because he's like upset about like the metro in London or something like that, right? So it's interesting to see just kind of like where that cross section of crankiness fits with a different kind of life experience.
Jason Inman, who writes for Major Spoilers and also does the weekly Jason Reads videos, he's got his own channel where he's got a bunch of other stuff. Usually most of it ends up on Major Spoilers. He does a Geek and Tea show where he sits down with someone famous in pop culture and they talk about some comment, some topic for a few minutes. And then he started up a new one with Ashley Victoria Robinson, who's also writes for us, where it's Girl Reads Comics. And so that's a little weekly thing. So go check out his channel, Jawin,
J-A-W-I-N.
I-I-I-N. Yeah. Yeah. Matthew, do you have any also-rans?
Nope.
All right, everybody, that wraps it up.
He barely scratched up five.
That wraps it up for this installment of Top 5. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Now, here's what you need to do. Head over to MajorSpoilers.com. In the comments section, share your favorite YouTube channels and tell us why they are there. You don't have to embed anything. We're not asking you to, and I don't even think you can embed YouTube videos in the comments section, but you can embed some links depending on if you've been approved for comments before. But go ahead and just let us know what the channels are and why we should be watching them or why some other people should be subscribing to them. I don't know if I need to I subscribed to 3 more channels this week. I don't know if I need to subscribe to any more. But I've got my viewing habits cut out for me,
mm-hmm.
My viewing time cut out for me. So use that comment section and let's see what everybody has on their list, because we know everybody loves a list, and we will see you soon.
If you have any questions, comments, topic ideas for future shows, or would like to sponsor a show, send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Visit Major Spoilers at majorspoilers.com and be sure to check out the Major Spoilers forum. You can also follow Major Spoilers on Twitter at twitter.com/majorspoilers.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.